your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. On this show, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you and make you think a little bit if you're still checking out faith, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So that's what we do on this show. We share the Word, and we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the Word today and also give you eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. So please let us know if you have any prayer requests. We'd love to pray for you no matter what you're going through. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning with us on the program. Back with us is my friend Cynthia Hash. Cynthia, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you having me.
Your faith journey has done so much for me, and I know our listeners. I am just super encouraged, inspired, jacked up, everything else, filled with the Spirit. When I hear about somebody who has really walked with God through pain and suffering and comes out the other side and says, yeah, I can testify that even though life is very, very difficult, God is good in every circumstance. And so I'm so excited to have you on the show. Before we go back and talk about your faith journey, let's park right here and talk about today, right now, and what you have going on in your life. And in particular, I want to touch in on the Mitchell Hash Foundation. Then we'll kind of work our way around.
Sounds great. The night of Mitchell's death, during the extreme grief and so forth, I just was basically yelling at God. And in doing so, I was like, God, this can't be. This just can't be. Why? And it was a brief pause, very brief pause, and all I heard was, this shall not be in vain. And from that moment on, the culmination of the Mitchell Hash Foundation came about. And we have so far in the past 3 years been able to help about 23 people choose life over suicide. And it has been a harrowing experience, but that is something that I felt like we had to do, or I had to do too, in order to channel that grief. And because an out of order death like that just is not something that is easy to deal with at all. And especially, you know, suicide, you know, you think, what in the world did I miss?
Right.
You know, okay, so I'm a realtor and I worked 70 hours a week. What the world did I miss something, you know? And so those are all the things that, that came across, some miracles happened in regards to, how quickly the foundation was actually approved. The fact that we applied for it on the date of what would have been his 29th birthday on August 6th in 2015. We asked for it to be retroactive back to June 14th because people were already sending donations. And it was approved within 5 weeks. And that was during a period of time when the government wasn't approving those things. And so it was an absolute miracle. And from there, we have been able to, from the Facebook page, you know, people have called me on the Facebook page, and I have literally heard things that you shouldn't have to hear. And on that, on the other side of that, actually, one most recently was actually a gunshot.
Wow.
And thank goodness she didn't know how to work a gun, you know, and so it just, it went off, but it didn't hurt her. And I had already called, you know, had a friend, called a friend of hers on Facebook and had that person arrive and had, and call 911 on the way there because I knew what was happening. And so it was, you try and, yeah. And of course that is like, oh my gosh, could that have been all going on during the time that, you know, our son took his own life the same way. So, and she is now in therapy, doing well, and it's good to be still connected with her and seeing some of the improvements.
I think about so many things when we get together and you tell me your story because it's just so real. And then of course, as any parent would do, is I put myself in your position because anybody, you know, with children, you think about, well, what if this, you know, what if this happened to me and to our family. And I'm just, again, that's part of what inspires me so much. And again, we're talking with Cynthia Hash today on Everyday Faith Radio. And Cynthia, there's so many things I think about, but one of the places that I go, and I go frequently, it's this verse in the Bible, and our listeners have heard me talk about it. It's in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 20. It's the story of Joseph's life. Joseph gets kicked in the teeth, and he gets a really raw deal. And in Genesis 50, 20, the Bible says, with my paraphrase, if you will,
okay,
what the enemy meant for bad, God will use for good. And so, you know, what we learn with that, those of us who were followers of Jesus, is that we learn that, oh my goodness, life is hard and really bad things happen. You know, my mind wanders to this time last year. My wife's best friend, Joanne Walker, is diagnosed with pancreatic cancer at the age of 56 and in perfect health, the picture of health. And she passes away just a few months later. And you think about how difficult life can be. And yet God lays these promises down on us, and I'm sure in your story with your son Mitchell and you're trying to find your foundation during, you know, the great tragedy of your life, you need something to stand on. And when you dig into God's word and you dig into the Bible, and it gives you this, you know, what the Bible calls the firm foundation. And you say, well, what does that verse have to do with me? Well, Genesis 50, 20, that's the faith component. We don't know what's going to come out of it. But now we are, how many years since Mitchell's passing?
Three
years later, and we see the Mitchell Hash Foundation flourishing and lives being saved as a result.
Praise the Lord.
And so the enemy came to town and these terrible things happen, but God finds a way using his people.
Right.
That hold on to him during tough times, and you just have faith in God that mm-hmm. something good is going to come out the other side.
Because the other people that we may have helped, and we did help, and people say, you know, you have a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that ripple effect, those are 23 people we know of.
Yeah.
And so many other people who have said that there are other people that, believe me, Cynthia, there are other people that you've helped and you don't even know
mm-hmm.
it. And part of that is just an encouraging word on Facebook or, you know, knowledge being provided and sent, you know, in dissemination of some sort to help people, and not only that, but I think the fact that I think this is to me, you have to be a willing vessel in order for anything to work like this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, we don't have hundreds of thousands of helpers. We don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the coffers, mm-hmm. you know, for nonprofit or anything like that. But what we are is one person at a time.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that I am so drawn to about your story now, and we're going to talk more about the Mitchell Hash Foundation and what you have going on there, which is a lot, and it's significant. But, you know, the thing I like so much about your story is that, well, there's so many aspects of it, but, you know, you're keeping Mitchell, the memory of Mitchell, you're keeping that alive, which I think about as a parent, I would want to do that too.
Sure.
And so many different people are receiving help as a result of your willingness. You know, when God poked you on the back and said, essentially that this will not be in vain.
Shall not be in vain.
That shall not be in vain.
Yep.
And so you said, okay, God, what's that mean? And then you kind of listened, got revelation, and walking it out. And so this is all what I see here is this is exactly what we talk about on this program. This is walking by faith.
Yes, and that's the only way I could have survived. Mm. I will be honest with you. If I had not been a saved, born-again Christian, mm. I don't think I would have handled anything exactly that same way. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I think this whole tragedy, Mitchell was he was a funny guy, you know. I mean, he always had the room laughing. He was very highly intelligent, UVA grad, engineering degree.
Wow.
And he was also a Marine. He'd been a Marine for 5 years and enlisted. And so whatever was going on, we weren't made aware of, because they oftentimes will want to hide it because they're ashamed. Mm. And what I've also done is partnered with other foundations and other organizations, so that I don't need to reinvent the wheel. I'm not a certified counselor or, psychologist or anything. But instead, what I try to do is help other organizations and what they have going on as well. Part of that is Reboot Recovery. And what we have done with that program is, and I have someone who receives phone calls on that, and she is fantastic, and we partner together. We have the trainings at my home, actually, and it's a 12-week program, which focuses on the spiritual aspects of combat recovery and PTSD. So first responders are welcome. Any age group of veterans at all. It could be current service members or veterans in the past. It could be anyone who maybe have suffered from some sort of trauma, maybe an assault trauma or, a huge accident trauma or something of that nature. Those folks are... Please, please come to this. Mm. It's a 12-week program. It starts August 2nd. And you can sign up on rebootrecovery.com and go to the page called Join. And that will be, there's a one location in Charlottesville at the Stony Point Raritan Club. And that is 2835 Watts Passage, Charlottesville, 22911. It starts at 6 o'clock, goes till 8 o'clock. It's a full curriculum, which is, and family members, adult family members, anybody you can bring that's a part of your support, great, bring them. And that's where, but you do have to sign up so we know have a head count.
Well, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and our guest today is Cynthia Hash, and the website that we are encouraging you to check out is rebootrecovery.com. We're going to take a quick break. We have so much more to talk about with Cynthia Hash. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is my good friend Cynthia Hash. Amazing faith journey, amazing way that you're honoring your son with the Mitchell Hash Foundation. Let me ask you this, Cynthia. In case one of our listeners just kind of stumbled on the radio today, didn't really know what they were looking for, listening to, and they find themselves this morning, they have considered taking their own life, and they're hearing voices, and this is something that's been a consideration for them. What would you want to say to somebody who is on the receiving end of this program, who is kind of finding themselves in this dark place this morning? What would you want to speak to them?
First of all, encouraging them to not be allowing themselves to pull themselves away from other people. The family members and being very specific, you know, because everybody has a bad day, right? But that's not what's going on in your mind right now. It's not just a bad day. It is, you can have bright sunshine out, you can have beautiful things happening to you on a daily basis, and if you are still not able to get away from extreme negative thoughts like that, I would just recommend getting a counselor. Mm-hmm. I would recommend getting in touch with, there's programs at Region 10 that you can join, and that's actually get help from someone who's going to be able to talk you through it. Very briefly, you can actually go to the suicide hotlines that are available through the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. 1-800-784-2433. There are counselors on duty 24/7 there to be able to help you. There's also a text line. It's a crisis text line. You can text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, START in all caps, to the number 741-741. Very, very easy to do. It makes it simpler because people nowadays seem to want to text more than they're able to really talk. And so if that's what you prefer, the venue that you prefer, do it that way as well. Region 10's phone number is 434-972-1800. And there is an app as well, to where if you could get the three people that you know who you have told that you are having suicidal thoughts, it's my3app.org. And you can go there, and it can be a private conversation. It doesn't go over text lines and things of that nature. You know, not that that's, but who knows who's watching, right? So my3app.org. And that's very helpful as well, because I think what you can, if you, the idea, what happens is the devil wants you to separate yourself.
Yes.
The devil wants you to fail. The devil wants you to not have a good life, despite everything else that God may have helped you with or blessed you with. Please know that people love you, and they will care for you, and they will help you. And don't let the devil twist those relationships around. And also, don't let people pull you away. Because guess what? The devil can use people just as much as God uses people. So if you've got a willing vessel that's a daggone bully, then it's time to get away. And if you have a, but if you have a willing vessel that is helpful and positive and loves you, despite what the devil's trying to tell you, okay, then that's who you need to gravitate to. Try not to isolate yourself.
That's really good advice. That isolation, and I hate to say it, and I can only speak from the male standpoint, but it just seems like a lot of men, when they face hard mm-hmm. times, want to go into the isolation chamber and take it all on themselves. And when you get yourself cornered like that is where you're going to find trouble.
Yep.
And so that is really good advice. Thank you, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. Now let's change topic a little bit. You and I love the Word of God. We love to read the Bible. We love the way that God speaks to us through His Word. Talk to me today in terms, give me some word or some Bible verses that are on your heart, meaningful, and tell me why.
Well, I would say that there, let me just start here, where Mitchell actually had a tattoo on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over his right shoulder blade. And I know this seems like a very odd request, but I asked the police officer if he would just take a picture of that for me. And so I literally have that picture. Mm. And it's not that I wanted to see the tragedy of what else happened, but it allowed me to see that he was kind of branded in a way, because on the back of his on his back, he had tattooed, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock and my great strength, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." That's Psalm 144:1.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say it one more time?
"Blessed be the Lord, my rock and my great strength, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle."
Mm.
And he had that put on right after he went into the Marine Corps.
Mm.
And that helped me realize that there's some things that good, well-meaning Christians might think. And that is, oh, suicide is a crime, or suicide is an unforgivable sin, or suicide is, oh my goodness, let's hope he shouted the name Jesus before he shot himself in the head. You know, that's not what this is what helped me get through, because I knew he was in the Lord's hands. And there were so many other miracles that happened after his death that God was giving me signal after signal after signal that I will meet him again one day.
It's beautiful. Keep going with the word. I love how you've got the word here. What's your next verse?
Well, I really do think that especially people who feel as though they have lost someone in an out-of-order death, this was a scripture that helped me. So if there's anybody listening right now that has a loss survivor. This is in Isaiah 57, verses 1 and 2. "The righteous perish, and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil."
Hmm.
"Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death." Without that verse, knowing that it was an out-of-order death, you want your children to outlive you.
Right.
And that is such a tragedy, and it's such a ripple effect of grief.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't just affect his mom, his dad, the people that loved him. There were people that loved him all over the country because of what he did, you know, in the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And this allowed me to know that if he was being spared from evil, then as a parent, I would want him to be spared from evil.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't choose that way.
Mm-hmm.
but that wasn't my choice.
Right, right. Yeah. That's the faith piece. Mm-hmm. Can you give us the, and we're winding up the show today. It's so much fun talking with Cynthia Hash on Everyday Faith Radio. Cynthia, can you share with us the Philippians verse that's so near and dear to your heart?
Absolutely. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
One more time, because I love that verse. And while Cynthia Hash says this verse again from Philippians, penned by the Apostle Paul as he awaited his execution, your homework assignment for our listeners who really want, who are really thirsty for God's word and for God to talk to you, take this Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, get an index card and write this down. Cynthia Hash, go again on Philippians 4, chapter 6 and 7, please.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen. Cynthia Hash, you have been such a blessing to me as I get to spend time with you. When I think about your faith journey, what you've been through, I look at you now, and I know that God has touched you and has walked with you through your pain and suffering, and I'm really, really proud to call you a friend.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, I have a prayer for you and for your family and for all of our listeners. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Cynthia Hash, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Amen.
All of our listeners, remember to check out rebootrecovery.com. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We'll see you all next Sunday.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make